I think the only way to really be successful as an entrepreneur is if you have that passion and you're kind of always thinking about it.
You gotta pick yourself up, go backwards, and slam yourself at the wall like 500 more times until the wall crumbles.
25% of middle school girls already believe they'll never achieve their dream career.
Hi, I'm Kara Golden, founder and CEO of Hint.
Listening to Unstoppable, a podcast spotlighting the journeys of inspiring entrepreneurs. I believe that at its core, leadership is about constantly learning from the people around you, and I'm so inspired by the conversations we're having in our upcoming episodes and can't wait to share them with you. This season, some of my guests include Rebecca Minkoff, fashion designer and founder of the Female Founder Collective, Diana Kaff, author of Girls Who Run the World, Andrew Dudham, founder of Hims, and Eugene Rem, co-founder of Rumble Fitness, and much, much more. Plus, we ask the million-dollar question, what does it really take to be unstoppable? Let's find out. Hi, everybody. It's Kara Golden from Unstoppable, and we are here today with Joanna Parker. I'm so excited to introduce her to you and also her company. And Joanna is the co-founder of this very, very cool company called Yumble. And the website is yumblekids.com. And I'll tell you just a little bit about it. It's a weekly subscription service that delivers healthy and yummy prepared kids' meals straight to the home of busy parents. And Joanna's going to talk a little bit more of how they're different than some of other delivery services that are out there, but we connected actually through a mutual friend, and I wish when I had young kids in particular that this service would have been out there, and I just think that it's just so great, not only for the kids, but also for the parents who are actually, you know, really trying to do better. And I think especially we've talked on a few of these podcasts over the last few weeks, especially during this time. We're recording this in early June, just coming kind of hopefully out of COVID. But I think more than ever, healthy and good for you food is critical, and drinks as well, like hint. But Yumble was born out of Joanna's own personal pain points and challenges along the way. She has three children. Very exciting. And you work with your husband as well, right?
I do. So we founded it together. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that in common as well. So it was featured on Shark Tank. I think you're the second Shark Tank contestant that we've had on. So I'm very, very excited to hear all about that. She was also, prior to this, a product manager at Macy's. So another aspect of you that I love, that you hadn't been in the food space and you just decided, I just got to go do this and really solve this problem. So anyway, welcome. Thanks for coming on and talking to us. So take us back to the beginning. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur? Or what was sort of your, you know, thinking around starting this?
Yeah, it never occurred to me to be an entrepreneur. My husband, David, is an entrepreneur. And so I guess over time, it sort of wore off on me. But like you said, before this, I was a product manager at Macy's. I was also an early childhood education teacher. So I was in a very kind of traditional, though diverse career. And after I had my second daughter, I took off a little time. And while I was a stay-at-home mom, the struggle of putting healthy food on the table every single day for my children just became so maddening that I guess after the umpteenth time of complaining to David, he said, well, why don't you do something about it? If you have this problem, somebody else must also. And I really overnight went from being a stay-at-home mom to a full-time, as you know, entrepreneur with a brand new startup. I joke that it was my fourth baby and it still is today. So it definitely did not always think I was going to be an entrepreneur.
It's funny because a lot of people, when we started Hint, we, you know, kids were definitely kind of where my head was. I had taken a couple of years off after leaving AOL and, you know, was being a full-time mom. And I think like the thing that really shocked me the most was when I was supplementing, I had kids really close to one another, and I was supplementing formula or trying to supplement formula. And I was just shocked at like the ingredients and some of the stuff. Like I had never, like I thought I was pretty educated about what was in, you know, food and drinks in general. And so I always go back to like the formula, even though I didn't develop a milk or sort of, you know, formula type of drink. Like, I think like that for me was really where I started to recognize, like, you know, the quality of so much of the stuff that I just assumed, you know, had pretty packaging and everybody was using it. So therefore it was just better. Were you kind of similar as you were trying to put these together? Yeah,
totally. And I personally have always been a healthy person. Tried to eat mostly natural and as little processed food as possible. But what I find fascinating about after conversations with my customers is as knowledgeable as people think they are, or how important, you know, feeding nutritious meals to their children is, they really don't know very much. And they are looking to somebody to kind of guide them. I think of Whole Foods all the time where you walk in there, and I know I, you know, don't physically walk in there right now, but when you're in there, everything feels healthy and you almost don't feel the need to turn over a package and look at the label. But if you really, really want to dive into the nutrients and the ingredients, then, you know, it's beyond the packaging, and people need to be a little more educated about it, I think.
Yeah. And even these buyers, I think that it doesn't matter whether it's Whole Foods or conventional grocers or, you know, I just find that they're human. Right. And, you know, you think that they're, you know, sort of looking at everything and making sure that everything is sort of up to, you know, the ingredients that they want. But sometimes they're just moving so fast. They don't have a PhD in science. And mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's challenging. So what was your first box? And also, like, how did you decide to do a box? I mean, what was sort of the thinking around that?
So honestly, there wasn't a whole lot of thinking in the beginning. After David had suggested it to me, I decided I didn't want to tap my like immediate network. So I posted anonymously on a Facebook mommy group to people who I don't know. And I asked if anybody needed help with dinner time for their children, that I was going to provide a week's worth of dinners. And I was immediately bombarded with, yes, 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 yes. We don't know who you
are.
We don't know what you're cooking, but we hate mealtime at our house with toddlers, with young kids. It's just, it's frustrating. It's challenging. And so I quickly put together a menu. I sent it over to the first 20 people who wrote back to me, and I cooked them up. I tied bows on everything to make it all look nice, loaded up my car, and I hand delivered everything for the first couple of weeks just to kind of understand exactly what people wanted. But it started mostly just assuming people needed a little bit of help and then realizing that they actually needed a lot more help.
And so what were those items? Do you remember?
So yeah, I do remember. One of our original items was something that I still to this day love as a Yumble product, because I think that it really embodies what Yumble is. I called it a chicken pop. And what it was basically a white meat ground chicken meatball covered in whole wheat panko crumbs. And it was baked until it was kind of crispy and crunchy the way kids like it. But what was fun about it was it had a lollipop stick stuck into it. And so in my head, it had these three, you know, kind of balancing things that were important to me. One is it was made from ingredients that parents were really excited about and proud of. Two, it tasted good, so kids wanted to eat it. And three, there was a fun factor. We were looking to make, or well, when I was struggling with my kids, I kept trying to find ways of making the mundane mealtime a little more exciting and engaging for them. So that was my number one skew, I guess, from day one.
And were you making this in your kitchen? Like, I mean, obviously for the test there, and then when you actually started doing the boxes, were you like literally doing them in your kitchen, or had you guys gone outside of the home at that point?
So I worked out of the house for a couple of months. What I used to do is I would cook everything sort of in the evening, put into my refrigerator, and then I would wake up at about like 3 a.m. to pack everything. so that then I could turn my kitchen back over to breakfast for my children.
See, these are the stories everyone needs to hear. The stories of like, you know, do you really want to be an entrepreneur, right?
Oh, and it was crazy hours.
And a new mom and an entrepreneur too.
Yes, and I would tiptoe around my house as I was packing things up so that I didn't want to wake my children any earlier than I needed.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, and then funny. And then once it got to be too much for in the house, we kind of took a short break to find a facility and a kitchen to cook out of. And that's where we kind of turned into Yumble proper.
That's awesome. So the chicken, the ground chicken sticks, what are they called?
Chicken pops.
Chicken pops. And what are some of the other things that people would get in these boxes? Those sound great.
Yeah, those were delicious. I did a couple of things that I knew my kids already loved. So recipes that I had kind of tested on them prior. Another one was a healthy mac and cheese that had butternut squash pureed right into it. And then what I would do is I would take them and bake them in mini muffin tins. So they would come out as these like mac and cheese cupcakes. Again, incorporating foods kids like, nutrition parents like, and a fun factor. So that was a popular one. And my third favorite that it was also an original was these quinoa pizza cups. And it was basically all pizza ingredients, but in place of the regular processed flour, it was quinoa. And again, in muffin tins, and they got these kind of crunchy outsides and pizza gooey inside. Still a family favorite here.
Yeah, it sounds really, really yummy. And so did you ever think about starting this as like a delivery service versus like boxes, or what were you like, how were you thinking about this?
So from the beginning, I pretty much always believed that it should be a subscription, because to me, this was the kind of thing that was a pain point for parents. And if it was a pain point one week, it's going to be a pain point the next week and the week after and the week after, and presumably, you know, for a solid 10 years while they have young children in the house. And so I felt that a subscription model really lent itself naturally to kind of solving and kind of crossing something off parents' lists permanently.
Yep. No, definitely. And so, in what year did you guys start?
We formed Yumble in 2017.
Okay. Wow. So that's amazing. So we, as I mentioned earlier, it's June of 2020. And so obviously as a small business and a fairly, you know, new business, how's it going with coming out of COVID, and what's sort of your perception on moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's definitely an interesting time to be running a small business. Thankfully, a lot of our operations and logistics were strong enough before COVID started. I guess the way I look at COVID's impact on Yumble is the way I sort of look at the whole Yumble journey in general, which is every startup has bumps in the road. Mm-hmm. And every time you think you're kind of in the clear and, you know, set to sail, something happens, and whether it's operationally or something with a customer or anything, you know, anything, you have to address it head on. And that's kind of how we approached COVID. So COVID hit, and, you know, we were fortunate because, you know, food delivery was going to be in high demand, mm-hmm. but nobody had any idea how it was going to impact our operations, and if UPS was going to continue delivering on time, you know, with perishable food, a day late is garbage. It's not just inconvenient. So that's really kind of how we've been riding it. And I, you know, I'm grateful that we've had the opportunity to help during this time. I think providing meals to heroes out there for their children, so they have one less thing to worry about. It's all so integral to the mission of Yumble that we've kind of embraced the challenge like we have with everything else.
Right now, I mean, you are shipping nationwide at this point. Yeah. So is that super challenge? Obviously it has to be frozen and, you know, and all of that, but shipping nationwide versus like doing regional, like what would you say to somebody who's thinking about that for their business? And especially, you know, if it's a frozen or perishable item.
Yeah. So our product ships fresh with gel packs that keep it at a refrigerated temperature for the duration in transit. I would definitely recommend doing it similar to the way that we did it, which is start small, start in a close area, learn what you need to learn about, you know, delivering boxes to different neighborhoods. You know, the weather changes, the seasons. So just when you think you're kind of comfortable with your deliveries, there's some something's going to come that way that you have to kind of change. First, we started just in New York. Then we expanded to the tri-state area. Then we expanded to the full East Coast. And only in the beginning of 2020 did we expand to California and Texas. So it was with a lot of exploring, trials, tests, all these types of things to make sure that we were doing it both in a safe way and also in a economic way.
And have you ever thought about going the store route, like actually doing these boxes and, you know, in a Whole Foods, for example, or is that something?
For sure. Yeah. For sure. I think right now, you know, for us, we want to kind of really focus and hone in on direct to consumer, get that kind of perfect and comfortable exactly how we want it. And then, of course, expand in a number of different ways.
Yeah, no, I think it's super, super smart. So, so what do you think is the most surprising thing about, you know, since you started this business? Is there one or two things that like you just were really surprised about, or maybe an incident that you were really surprised about?
I guess I'm surprised at how being an entrepreneur and starting a business is more than 100% of your time and your mm-hmm. kind of thoughts and everything. You know, people often ask, and I'm sure you've gotten asked this question a lot, how is it to work with your husband? And I always answer, I honestly couldn't imagine doing it without him because it's just everything. It's really like our fourth child. So we talk about it at 10 a.m. We talk about it at 10 p.m. We talk about it on Monday and Saturday and Sunday. And it's, I think the only way to really be successful as an entrepreneur is if you have that passion and you're kind of always thinking about it. But I was definitely, because I was coming from being a stay-at-home mom and not having an out-of-the-house career at the time, I was definitely surprised by that kind of all-encompassing experience.
Yeah, no, you can't, you can't turn it off at 5 o'clock. And
no.
You know, yeah, you might go have dinner or go outside and hang out with your kids, but I agree. And especially, you know, depending on the time, if there's a, you know, if there's a crazy thing going on in the company and it's just, you know, the thing that I found was most sort of saving during this time is that I felt like I had, you know, a partner in the company that was also my partner at home. So we sort of knew like what we had going on, right? We had our family and we had our business. And so, and I don't think it works for everybody, but I think like there are lucky people who have, you know, a partner that has a totally different skill set, and maybe they're living with that partner and they, you know, maybe they have kids too. And so they understand when this, you know, somebody needs to be focusing on this versus this. And, you know, so I think like that's just really critical along the way. Or I want to get to the Shark Tank stuff. So everybody's like, you know, wants to know, like, what was it like to be on Shark Tank and how did that come about?
So David and I had for a long time thought it would be a great opportunity, both personally and for Yumble. And another example of really grateful that I did it with David. A lot of people who go out there alone, it seems especially daunting, but it was a great experience, very unusual, nothing I'll ever do again, but exciting, thrilling, and was a great boost for the company.
That's awesome. And so you didn't have a deal. You didn't end up doing anything with them.
Correct.
Yeah. And were all the sharks similar, like to what we see on TV? Did you think like, did one stand out to you as being like, wow, like they're really great or they're really not so great?
You know, it's all so surreal. You're thinking about so many different things while you're out there. I was very taken with Lori. She was very sweet and encouraging. She kept giving like little thumbs up in the middle of the filming.
That's awesome.
So we were both, my husband and I were both very impressed with her.
How character. Long were you on there for? Like, is it like, how long do you?
Yeah, you're out. You're talking to them for about an hour, I guess.
That's, and do you practice first with them or no?
No, no. David and I practiced a lot together, but yeah.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. So
yeah, it's a phenomenal experience. And like every other part of entrepreneurship, it's a roller coaster.
What's your biggest marketing vehicle today?
Social media.
Yeah. So today you're doing a direct-to-consumer brand. What do you think are the key components for you guys that you've seen really work?
I think what works really well for us is that our demographic is predominantly mothers. I mean, 90% of our customers who sign up are the moms in the home. And as all moms know, moms love to talk. They love to talk about what they do with their children, what works for their children, what they feed their children. So I think having that strong word of mouth as our demographic has really worked in our favor. I love, you know, talking to our customers who are really happy, loyal customers, and they're always thrilled to kind of spread the word for us and sort of work as just sort of natural ambassadors. I think when there's a brand and a product that people love, there's just a natural virality to it.
Yeah, no, I think just word of mouth, still 15 years later for our brand, I mean, word of mouth is really, you know, something that is so key in driving people. And then also for our brand, as we talked about earlier, I mean, product sampling is so key. And I think, you know, the key thing is having a product that people, you know, like too. So I don't think that ever goes, you know, away. Like you can't launch, you know, a great service and care about social media and all these things. And you want these people to come back again and again. So having a great product is super, super key. So what about like funding? I mean, did you guys go out? Like, how did you ultimately finance this?
Yeah, we, so at the time that I started Yumble, David was working for like a small private equity. And so they were our first investor. And then we raised a true Series A led by Sonoma Brands out in California.
Oh, I love those guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then followed up by Danone Ventures. And the three of them have pretty much been our main investors up until this point.
That's amazing. So do you think it's been tough to raise money along the way? Or what do you think has been the most challenging?
It's always tough to raise. That's really David's forte. That's what he does. He's kind of the business side of the company more. Fortunately, he's great at it, and he's got a lot of people who believe in him and us. So I would say that to anybody kind of starting a company, fundraising is obviously always a challenge. But if the founders really believe in it and show that they're invested in it, then it's easier to raise.
Yeah, and I think having somebody that knows what, you know, the private, you know, whether it's private equity or venture or just individual investors look for in a brand. And what do you think are the key things that, you know?
Yeah, I think that they're really looking for a product that they think has product market fit, a strong team that's committed and well-rounded. And I think that on top of that, they really want to see that the founders are committed and believe in it and really passionate about it.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. So what's life like going forward? So this summer, you guys are cranking out lots of Yumble boxes and continuing to grow throughout the nation. I'm, so excited for you guys because I think it's such a needed product and super, super awesome. Like, what do you look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to keep rolling out new menu items. One of the exciting parts of, you know, having this R&D process in-house is that we can respond to our customers quickly, hear what kind of things they're missing. You know, the interesting thing with children is a lot of them want the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. So there are certain staples on our menu that will just never go away. I mean, and kids want those week after week. But then there are parents of children who are either more adventurous eaters or who are a little bit older, and parents want to try new things without having to be the, you know, guinea pigs in the kitchen and slave over it. So kind of balancing the menu that way. And we're trying to expand the menu to have some more adventurous items on it, expand out more into some lunch items, especially through COVID. We've seen what a need lunch is for children, whether they're at home or at school. So those are some of the exciting things.
So I asked two more quick questions. So first, what's your favorite hint flavor? So that's number one.
I personally love clementine.
I do too.
I'm a big citrus in my water, so that's my new favorite one.
Yeah, it's so good. It's
super, but I do super love all of them.
Yeah, so that's amazing. And then the last one: what makes you unstoppable?
I really think it's the strong passion and belief in the two missions that Yumble was started on, and to this day, kind of drives by. you know, I started Yumble for two reasons, and both are extremely dear to my heart. One is, I think parents today, and when I say today, I mean pre-COVID, and so, you know, now more than ever, parents have more on their plate than they ever have before. The expectations of how to raise your children, what to provide for your children, to juggle really long hours of work is a burden and almost unrealistic for parents. And so the idea that I could, that Yumble could possibly take some of that off of parents' plates and allow them, whether it's 5 minutes to breathe or 10 minutes to, you know, be with their children, or the opportunity to go to an exercise class or do something for themselves that they otherwise would not have had the opportunity to do, is really, really important to me. And then equally important is providing healthy, nutritious food to children all across America. I've always been a believer that the younger children develop both healthy eating habits and a healthy relationship with food, the longer that relationship will really last. And so we're just trying to turn mealtime into something enjoyable and fun and energetic in a positive way, as opposed to tear-filled and drama.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I bet, especially during this time when parents are challenged with trying to figure out camps are getting canceled and, you know, and they're going to be home, it's just one less thing for people to have to think about. So
exactly.
So YumbleKids.com, Joanna Parker, thank you so much. How do people find you on social?
Yes, my handles are Joanna S. Parker, and that's on Instagram and Facebook. And you can find me also at YumbleKids.com.
Awesome. Well, so great. Thank you again for coming on today. And we're very, very excited to have you, and especially hearing you talk about, you know, being a fairly new entrepreneurial venture and in food, and you're still smiling and having a good time with it and growing a great brand and being a great parent and all of those things. So anyway, thank you so much for just sharing.
Thank you, Kara. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, great. Well, have a great afternoon. Bye, everyone.
You too. Thank you.
If you like what you heard, please help spread the word and leave us a review. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Please talk to me at Kara Golden on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, be unstoppable. Unstoppable. Unstoppable.